We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Longtime NBA veteran. Now he's a radio.com sports NBA insider.
He's our buddy now, too.
He's our friend.
He's on all the time. He's like, I'm more than we are.
That's right.
You really are.
And he gets paid more than we do. Well, so it's perfect. And that's Kendrick Perkins. Obviously, we wish we were talking to you under better circumstances. But Kendrick, thank you very much for coming on. How are you?
What's up, my good fellas? My friends, my buddies, my New York pals.
How y'all doing, Kendrick? Today, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm trying to get through this thunderstorm, man. How y'all feeling?
Thunderstorm.
Where is that?
Thunderstorm?
It's, you know how people, you know how sometimes when people going through things, they say they have a dark cloud over their head.
I see. I understand.
You know, mine is, it's a thunderstorm with me right now.
Yesterday when this news came out, I mean, we were all stunned. We all kind of hoped it wasn't true. And you tweeted something that it really made me think, man, because I think we all have people that are either friends or family members that we're not talking to or we're mad at. And you fired off a tweet. Of any tweet I read yesterday, it really made me think when you tweeted at Kevin Durant about how you wanted to tell him that he's your brother and you love him and you're sorry and whatever you did. You hope he can forgive you. Did that come from this tragedy kind of just making you think? Because, look, one of the first things I did after this is I grabbed my three-year-old and I hugged him. He didn't even know why, and I told him how much I love him. But take us through your thought about learning about what happened to Kobe and then doing something like this.
Well, you know, I just got off the plane. I was actually in Philadelphia covering the Lakers and the Sixers game with LeBron, historical night, you know, actually passing the great Kobe Bryant and all-time point leaders, you know, third on the list. And I had landed, man, and I had like 50 text messages. I didn't turn my internet on. I was asleep on the flight. And they kept saying Kobe died. And I was like, Kobe, who, my cousin? I got a cousin named Kobe. I'm like, and then one of my family members was like, did Kobe Bryant really die? And I'm like, I hit him with like five question marks, like, what? And so I get to looking, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, not Kobe, anybody but Kobe. Like, we're talking about Mr. Adversity himself, who deals with adversity or handles adversity better than any athlete I ever seen in life. Like, if Kobe helicopter was going down, Kobe would have found a way out. Kobe would have found a way to fix the helicopter. Now, this can't be Kobe. And as the news starts circling and you find out more information, you find out that it's really true. It hits home, and it's like, nah, not Kobe, not the guy I just talked with 2 weeks ago about bringing my son to the Mamba camp during the summertime. And, oh, man, this is heartbreaking. And then I listened to Jay Will on ESPN, and, you know, he's like, man, if you got some loved ones, you know, it ain't even worth it. And it made me think about KD and made me think about the relationship and the million great times that we spun together, that the one-on-ones that we had, the countless conversations that we had on the phone to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, just talking about life in general, to all of a sudden a BS Twitter beef about basketball that shouldn't even transpired. Whether I was right or he was right or whoever was wrong in the situation, I didn't care. I played a part in it. And at that time, I could have easily called and texted them that, but no, I wanted the world to see, for the simple fact that we started a beef on Twitter, and I wanted the world to see that I'm going to end this beef. I'm going to do my part and end this beef, because my brotherhood and my relationship with Kevin is far more valuable, because I don't know if either one of us will see the tomorrow, because life is not promised. And I wanted to set an example also to everybody else in the world that's beefing with a loved one to just squash it, because it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all, because if something was to happen to Kevin tomorrow, I'm telling you, I would be devastated. And I think it would be vice versa. If something happened to me, he would feel the same way. And it's just not worth it. And I felt the need to tweet it. And that's how I felt at the moment. And I wanted to for him to feel it. And I also wanted the world to feel it also because, man, we lost a great one last night, yesterday, a great one, a great individual.
Well, what was your thoughts? A lot of people feel that these games should have been canceled yesterday instead of anybody playing in the NBA. You agree with that, Kendrick, or not?
No, I don't. I don't agree with it at all because I'm putting my mindset right now is what would Kobe do? And Kobe would have wanted everybody to go out there and play those games and leave it all out on the court. So that's my motto. What would Kobe do? And Kobe would have wanted the NBA to continue. Kobe would have been upset for games to get canceled. As much as he loved the game of basketball and put his everything and his all into this beautiful game of basketball, Kobe would have been highly disappointed for us to cancel them games. So, no, I think the NBA did a great deed by letting those games go on because, like, when you talk about adversity, you talk about that legal case that Kobe was dealing with in Colorado, and he was flying from Colorado to go to the Staples Center the same day and go play in the game that night and drop 40 balls on people and then fly back to Colorado and deal with something that was life-changing. Anybody else would have folded. So I think in honor of Kobe, I think players, we need to embrace and come together. And this should make you go harder in life. I know it's going to make me go harder in everything I do just out of respect for Mamba.
You had the opportunity to face Mamba in the NBA Finals. I mean, not just, you know, a Wednesday night in December.
Right.
You went after him against that team twice in the NBA Finals. Once was victorious for you, once was victorious for him. What was it like competing against Kobe Bryant on the highest stage twice in the NBA Finals?
I'd say it was scary. It was scary. The most dangerous offensive threat on the court, it was scary. You know, to the point where it was like, you know what? We're not going to stop Kobe. The only person that can stop Kobe is Kobe. So what we're going to do is we're going to let Kobe Bryant get his and hope that he missed. And we're going to shut down everybody else. But it was scary because you, at that point, you hated him as an opponent. You hated him. Like, you couldn't stand Kobe. But on the flip side of it, you had to respect him. And it was just, you know, it was dangerous. He was always a threat. And I think about the time that he was victorious against us, that game 7. People don't know he shot 6 for 24 from the field. But he had 18 rebounds. I think he had 11 offensive rebounds. That's what you call will, and that's the scary part about it. It's like you just never know what Kobe is capable of doing. And anytime you had him on the court, he was a threat, and it was just scary. Like he could just ruin it for you right now.
How was your relationship with him, Kendrick? I mean, did you know him personally? Were you pretty close to him or not?
I was. We developed a great relationship after basketball. I remember. The first time, man, I was in Vegas, and this was in 2008. And I was in Vegas, man, and we was out all the time. I felt somebody come behind me and grab me tight and was like, "Perk, what's up, boy?" And I turned around, man, and it was Kobe. And he was like, "Man, what's going on, man? You don't even know, boy. I tell people every time, man, you the best post defender I've seen in the league ever." And I'm like, did Kobe Bryant just compliment me and do this? It gave me chills. And then – you know, I was like, man, Kobe, I appreciate that, man. And just, you know, we talked for like 30 minutes. And then all of a sudden, I see him towards my end of my career when I'm in New Orleans on his farewell tour. So I go in the locker room to, you know, congratulate him and, you know, tell him, man, how much, you know, he meant to the game. And he just told me to sit down. And I sat down and we just talked for 45 minutes. And I really just listened. And I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, Kobe Bryant really up here showing me the respect and talking with me. And then we just exchanged numbers. And he was like, "Hey, man, anytime, man, just reach out or whatever. Just, I don't even care. Anytime you want to rap, hit me up." And it was crazy because I would just send him random texts and he'll respond back tell me, hey, man, you're doing good on the TV, man. Hey, you know, next time you're on TV, man, I would look into the camera and make your audience look engaged. It makes the audience think they're engaged in the conversation. Just, you know, little things, man. And the man, I'm so disappointed because the guy that Kobe Bryant was about to be, far as the second, like in his second career, I think he was just like about to be so powerful in the world today that it was going to be crazy because you could already see it coming.
Oh, yeah. You could sense it. I mean, winning an Oscar, writing a book, what he was doing with women's basketball, what he was doing with his daughter. You're right. I mean, that's the thing. One of the many things that's so devastating about this is we aren't seeing the full second chapter of Kobe Bryant's career and the impact he could have had.
Right. And it's heartbreaking, man. And my prayers go out to his family, to his wife, and also to the other families who had victims that were on that plane, on the helicopter also, man. And yep. It's just that whole situation is heartbreaking, man. And when you just think about it, it's just like, you know, it just, it like you said, it makes you want to go grab your kids.
No doubt.
Hey, I love you. Just let them know you love them. Just in case you happen to walk out that door and just anything could happen that you might not walk back in. You know, you just want to let your family know. And that's why, you know, life is too short for unnecessary beefs and whatever. But I'm still going to come on this radio station with you guys, and we still go debate like
this. Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That you better. You, come on.
Of course.
I still got love for y'all, but that ain't going to change.
No.
But, you know, it just, man, it's sad, though. It's sad, and my grandparents used to tell me all the time, God work in mysterious ways. And it's sad that, you know, it take for a great like Kobe to die for the world to start really looking and saying, you know what, let me reevaluate some things that's going on in my life. Because I'm pretty sure everyone across the world has been touched by this and pretty much start looking themselves in the mirror like, hey, tomorrow's not promised.
Yeah, now, that's why I'm glad you did that tweet publicly, because it did kind of put, I think, in a lot of people's heads, man, if you're squabbling with somebody that you're friends with or that you love, it's usually over something so stupid. And would you want to be on bad terms if, God forbid, something terrible happened? Have you heard from Kevin, by the way? Like, did you speak to him?
No, I haven't. I know, you know, Kevin was real close with Kobe.
Yeah.
So he hasn't really said nothing, period, like publicly or nothing. So I know he's probably grieving. I know him and LeBron was real close with Kobe. LeBron haven't said nothing publicly yet. And, you know, they just probably having their moment. And, you know, some people grieve different than others.
Yeah.
Sometimes it take a little while for others to get through it, you know. But I'm a guy that I dealt with countless deaths throughout my family as a young age. You know, I lost my mama when I was 6. So, you know, it made me stronger. So I deal with death a little differently. You know, I'm actually pretty jealous of people who dies because they going to a much better place than we're here where we are today. So I sense it as a sense of jealousy. Like, man, it's unfair. You get to go be in heaven. So I look at it totally different. And you just got to give time, people space and their timing. But, you know, time heal wounds. And I think Kevin will come along. He know where my heart stands, and I know where his heart stands. So, you know, I think it'll get squashed.
Did you have a problem? And again, we're talking to our good buddy Kendrick Perkins. I got to ask you this. Did you have a problem with Kyrie not playing yesterday?
No, I did not. I did not. It's because I know I missed the game when my grandfather, who's my best friend, when he died. Mm-hmm. And the relationship that Kyrie and Kobe had was basically a father-son type or big brother, little brother relationship. And I did not have a problem with that. No way he could have made it through yesterday's game plan. No way. No way at all.
You know what I notice, and I've heard this over the last 24 hours, and even from you, how many NBA players have been impacted by Kobe Bryant, whether it's Kevin Durant or LeBron James or Kyrie Irving or yourself? It seems like his handprint is all over today's NBA, where guys either watched him and loved him or had some kind of relationship with him. It feels like he's impacted so many guys who are playing right now.
He did. I mean, you got to think.
I think we lost Kendrick Perkins, unfortunately, but Kendrick was obviously reminiscing about Kobe Bryant, a guy he competed against numerous times. As we mentioned, 2008 NBA Finals, where Boston beat them in six. That was where we were at the game five. Perkins was.
Lakers actually won that game.
Lakers won that game to force a game six. That's right. They were down three games to one. We thought, wow, we may see the Celtics win an NBA championship at Staples Center. That wasn't the case. They played each other again in 2010. We've talked a little bit about that, how the Lakers won game seven. They actually won game six and game seven. He mentioned that Kobe had a terrible shooting night in that game seven, contributed in other ways. Ron Artest had a big performance, and the Lakers won. And then I think when he was on Oklahoma City, they got through L.A. on their way to the NBA Finals, the year they played LeBron in the Miami Heat. But we have you back, Kendrick. I'm sorry we lost you.
I'm sorry about that, fellas. But I was saying, man, Kobe set the bar. You know, he set the bar of 5 a.m. workouts. He set the bar, the standards. You know, a lot of people don't understand, like, my age, for us, I'm 35, but guys like LeBron and myself, we was at ABCD camp listening to Kobe speak to us. Like, we idolized Kobe more than we idolized Michael Jordan, you know. And Kobe actually set the bar today for all the NBA players that's coming in today. So he is our Michael Jordan. And, you know, that's why it's so impactful. And his death is like it touched so many around the league because, you know, every time you talk about hard work and putting your all into the game, the first name you bring up is Kobe Bryant.
You know, I get the feeling that the camaraderie between the players in the NBA is more so than any of the other sports. I mean, I just get that there's a closeness that you see in the league that you don't see in the NFL or Major League Baseball. I just get that sense. Do you agree with that, Kendrick?
No, it's right. And you know why? Because guys work out together in the summertime. You know, it's hard to – see, like, when you're training for football, you don't have to – you could train, but you don't have to go play football. And the only way you could – like, playing basketball, the only way you could get in basketball shape is going – or
right,
feel like
right,
what you're doing
right.
is go play against other basketball players. So that's why you see the gyms in New York at the NBA Association, the Players Association field with guys playing pickup. Or you go see at UCLA, guys are – a pickup runs because a lot of guys resign in Los Angeles, in New York, and that's when guys develop relationships. So you're right, it is a close-knit family in the NBA, whether guys are on the same team or opponents.
Hopefully next time we talk to you, we'll have a hell of a lot more laughs. We do appreciate you, though, coming on here on this sad day, Kendrick. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Kendrick.
Hey, fellas, anytime. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a blessing, too, all right?
You too, man.
Thank you, bro.
All right.
Kendrick Perkins, former longtime NBA player, the Celtics, the Thunder specifically, competed against Kobe Bryant, talking about Kobe as a player, Kobe off the court. But hey, it's a very good point you made, Joan. It's so true how there is a closeness amongst NBA players.
Much more than any other sports. I don't think there's any question about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.